Blog Talk Radio.
Yep. Kick it off with a little Jets postseason here, football.
Yep.
And the words is stay true, you know, like, you know, you never safe while you're still in and stuff like that.
Yep.
But just got pushed to the limit here.
Push it to the limit.
Of course, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I am William Mamo.
What's up?
What's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm all right. And I hope the listeners are listening. They're doing all right, too.
I know the Jets fans are doing all right now.
So far, so good, man.
Yeah.
It's a nail-biter. I mean, Jets are leading by 12. But, you know, halftime just literally ended like 10 seconds ago.
Yeah.
So they got two more quarters to go.
Patriots are playing unpatriot-like football.
Yeah.
All the mistakes.
The Jets have capitalized on it. I mean, in the beginning, the big mistake was the Calvin Pace interception, and he got tackled from behind. I'm like, he's like running, he's like chuggling along, and he don't like Mo Vaughn, you know, except a donut or something.
Yeah.
And he got tackled from behind. He got tackled from behind, man.
Yep.
It was like anti-Rocky, like when Rocky running up the stairs. It would be like the equivalent of Rocky running up the third step and then passing out.
Yeah, but unfortunately, the Jets didn't take advantage of that.
I know, that's what I'm, and they didn't right, like you said, they They didn't take advantage of that, and then they got the they missed the field goal,
yep.
And they look like, oh boy, you know, this is gonna blow it here. But
yeah,
it was early, and Sanchez he threw some passes that you know that went you know that got that were dropped,
mm-hmm.
And some over the heads of you know like the receivers like Edwards and Santonio
yeah.
Holmes, but. The second quarter, he's definitely played a lot better.
Yep.
And Brady, he's playing like he did in the Super Bowl against the Giants.
Yeah, I mean, you know, right now Jets defense has been shutting down the high-powered Patriots offense.
Yeah, Sanchez, he's 10 for 16, 400 yards, two touchdown passes, I should say.
Yep.
And LT is doing his thing.
Yeah, and all the Jets are doing their thing right now.
Yeah.
They're playing good defense. They're getting timely plays when they need it.
And now he's got like two sacks on him.
Yeah.
On Brady.
And it looks like Revis is shutting down Branch. You know, Branch can't even.
Yeah.
Does Branch even have a catch today?
I don't even think so.
It looks like Revis, you know, someone branches on Revis Island right now.
So congratulations to LT, LaDainian Tomlinson getting his first touchdown pass of the postseason, and then Braylon Edwards also scored the second touchdown, which after the extra point made it 14-3, and that's the score that we have it while we're in the halftime right now.
Yeah, well, you know, right now it's half. You know, the Patriots, they're going to make adjustments, so.
Oh, yeah.
They have to just stick with the game plan. They have to just keep on, keep the Patriots offense, you know, prevent them from making any big plays, stop their formations, continue putting pressure on Brady. You know, they already got several sacks in the game on them already.
Yeah, they got like three sacks, and I think two of them were from Ellis.
Yeah, continue the pressure. You know, of course, like I said, the Patriots are going to make adjustments, so Jets have to be prepared for that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. This game is not over, not by a long shot.
Yeah.
And the Jets have a lot of pressure on them. Rex Ryan said this is the second most important game in Jets history. So, of course, Super Bowl III.
Yeah. So, you know, they got to come out. They got to keep that pressure on Brady and, you know, make timely plays, like the interception that they had against Brady in that first quarter. Continue to force the Patriots to make mistakes, and, you know, it'll be all good. But, again, you know, there's still 30 more minutes left.
Yep.
Two more quarters left, so.
Oh, yeah.
See what happens.
And Bears, they defeated the Cinderella team, Seahawks, and now they're.
Man, Seahawks are not no Cinderella team.
Well, they came in 7-9, so I mean
they're the worst playoff team to ever make the playoffs.
That's what I'm saying. They were supposed to be a Cinderella team after they won that divisional game.
Well, it's tough to play in Quest Field. I mean. Yeah, it was a shocker, but come on. The Cinderella team right now is the Packers. That's the Cinderella team right now.
No, I'm saying on paper, they're you know, Cinderella team.
Nah, come on. The Seahawks, they're the worst team ever in playoff history.
I know, that's what I'm saying. They don't even deserve to be there.
And now they're not.
They're
going
they're not
now.
Cinderella. They're definitely not Cinderella because they would have at least went to the NFC Championship.
Yeah, I mean they caught us by surprise by upsetting the Saints, but you know Bears showed them, yeah, you guys don't deserve to be here. So,
yep.
And rightfully so, as from what you saw today from the beatdown they got, they didn't deserve to be there.
Yep, they did to the Seahawks what the Metro did to the Cardinals in 2006. But
yeah,
that's what you gotta do when you're the favorite. You gotta defeat teams. But
and I called it. I said, hey, it's going to be Packers, Bears, NFC Championship. I got it right. Rivalry, those guys have had a rivalry for, like, years.
Oh, yeah.
They don't like each other, so. Next weekend is going to be a good game.
It's going to be a classic.
Yep.
They're going to have like a 3:30 start.
Mm-hmm.
And then the winner of the Jets and Patriots will face off against Steelers.
Yeah, so I think Packers are going to win.
Yeah, I think Packers are going to go to the they're going to go to the, you know, Super Bowl.
They're a dangerous team.
Yep. Jets have their work cut out for them. You know, they're facing a bunch of teams in the AFC that won a championship recently. They defeated the Colts, who won the Super Bowl a couple of years ago and eliminated them just last year.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're facing their rival Patriots, who's won 3 Super Bowls. And if they're lucky, they get the opportunity to face the 2-time Super Bowl champion, Roethlisberger and the Steelers.
Yeah.
And if they get there, they'll finally get to the Super Bowl, which they haven't done since, of course, Super Bowl III.
Yeah.
Then they'll have another uphill battle against, Rodgers and the Packers. So.
Yeah, and, you know, the Jets, they still have 2 more quarters to go, so, you know.
I know. It ain't punched in, so. They gotta focus all. They gotta focus on, Patriots. Cause
yeah,
they start thinking about Steelers. They're gonna be going home.
Can't be focusing on Enos Sons or anybody else right now. They gotta focus on themselves.
They can't focus on who?
Enos Sons.
Who's that? Oh yeah, reportedly, right. I know you're talking about that.
Even though, like, the Jets,
you stole my thunder. Go right here, my friend. You're
right. I was gonna say that even though the Jets, like, you know, made some, did some things that weren't appropriate when she was interviewing them, when she was gonna interview Mark Sanchez, you know, she does think the Jets are gonna make the Super Bowl, believe it or not.
I think she picks them to win it all.
Yeah.
So
I guess she was flattered after all. Who knows?
And she's a married mother of 3.
Really?
I found that on the newspaper the other day.
Wow. She's a hot MILF.
Definitely hot. No doubt about that.
Is she married?
Yeah, I just said that. Married. Well, she's married mother of 3.
Oh, I didn't hear the married part. I just heard the mother of 3.
You can't holler at her no more.
Well, have you ever heard of affairs?
Have you ever heard of a jealous husband attacking you? Not to mention it's immoral, but...
Not if I attack him first.
What are you going to do, throw a football, you know, to get her attention or something?
No, I'll hire Hitman.
Bret Hart?
I'm just kidding around.
I think Bret Hart retired. but seriously, she picked them, of course, to, you know, win the Super Bowl. And of course, here's a shocker. Don't get a heart attack here. Don't become like Fred Sanford here. Don't go to Elizabeth yet. But
what?
The legendary Jet quarterback, greatest player in Jet history, don't name it. Guess which team he picks to win the Super Bowl?
Steelers.
Nope, the Jets.
Oh, okay, well.
Oh, my gosh, what a shocker. Oh, my gosh.
That's nothing. I thought you were going to just say another team other than the Jets.
Well, yeah, of course. That's why I'm being sarcastic. I mean.
Oh, okay.
You know, of course, I mean.
So you were being serious.
But, yeah,
well,
I mean, obviously, I mean, of course, I mean, he's obviously going to, you know, believe in his team, you know.
Yeah.
He's you know, Tom Seaver of, you know. Of the Jets, you know, he's the franchise.
Yep.
Broadway Joe, you know, of course he's gonna root for his guys. He believed they could pull off this upset.
Hey, if Jets continue, they sure may.
Yeah, but like we've said for the past 15 minutes or so, you know, they got 24 minutes to go.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot could happen.
Yeah.
Let's just hope. Next week we'll be talking about, we'll be doing the same thing again, talking about the gets in the AFC, but let's see. But
yeah,
you know how it is. Ain't over till it's over.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, you know, I guess we could shift a little gears with the Knicks a bit. I mean, they've had their worst playoff. I'm getting a little ahead of myself with this playoff stuff. Not used to it. But seriously, the Knicks, they had their worst performance against the Kings.
Oh, right,
the worst teams in the NBA.
Yep, last night, right? Well, Friday? Was it Friday?
Friday night.
Yeah, Friday, yeah.
Yeah, and tomorrow they're going to play, you know, Martin Luther King's Day, matinee against the Suns, as they look to try to sweep the series against the Suns.
Will they be wearing green tomorrow?
I have no idea.
I hope not. Well, they don't need to go see Patrick's
Day. Or Christmas.
Or maybe they should wear black, because it is Martin Luther King Day, so.
I don't know. I mean, you know how they usually wear home, right? I don't know if they'll wear black on. I don't know. Maybe they might. Who knows? I doubt it, though, but.
They've usually been successful on Martin Luther King's Day for the most part.
Yeah, but they've had some ugly games.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
In recent history.
Wasn't there one Martin Luther King Day where Marcus Camby almost, well, he did get in a fight or something?
Oh, I think that might have been the Timberwolves against when Skriwa was, wasn't that the game when he, like, got, like, the game-winning shot and he was, like, cursing at Dolan?
No, I'm talking about Marcus Camby. Or am I thinking of another game?
Could be. I mean, I don't know. I mean, there have been some ugly Martin Luther King games. But then again, in the past 10 years, prior to this year, there's been a lot of ugly games, period.
Yeah.
And the
there's one to the Celtics,
playing,
I remember.
Right? Oh boy, they just got a first down here. What were you saying about the Knicks?
I remember there's one ugly loss, Celtics. I don't remember what year that was, but that was pretty brutal. I think Kurt Thomas was still on the team back then.
Yeah, this was like 03 or so.
Could have been. But which one do you remember the most?
There's a lot of I can remember a lot of horrible ones, but I can't remember what team it was. Rockets? I don't remember.
Oh.
Because like you said, I mean we had a lot of losing these past 10 years, so it's like I can't even pinpoint which Martin Luther King losses we've had a lot. I mean.
Right.
But hopefully tomorrow won't be one of them.
Hopefully.
Wasn't there a game that, like, Lenny Wilkins' last game as a Knicks head coach was, like, around that time, and he got blown out? Or was it Don Chaney? And then Lenny Wilkins took over. I have
no idea, to be honest with you. I can't remember.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. There's so many losing. I can't pick out which day it was. I mean,
I can't even remember the Lenny Wilkins era.
Well, yeah, pretty much he came the second half of 1 year, and then the first half of the next year after that he coached a team. So he spent like 1 full year, but it was parts of 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Look at, you see, Lenny Wilkins, Larry Brown, I mean, Knicks have had great coaches, but they haven't had the talent for those coaches.
Oh, yeah. Got Lenny Wilkins, who's the winningest and losingest coach, if that's even a word.
Yep.
In history, and, you know, and, of course, Larry Brown, who was, you know, arguably one of the greatest coach of all time, a guy who, you know, whose favorite line is, like, he likes, you know, players to play the game the right way.
Mm-hmm. now D'Antoni. But hopefully you could do something under D'Antoni, which they are, by the way.
Yeah.
Playing very good, but if, like you said, on Friday I had that ugly loss to the Sacramento Queens.
Shaq called them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When they had that rivalry when he was with the Lakers. Yo, now you remind me. It reminds me of the one of the Rock's memorable promos when he was a heel. When he was in Sacramento, and he was in Sacramento, and he was saying, "Well, I should have come back when the Lakers beat the Kings in May." And the whole fans in Sacramento was like booing. It was so hilarious, man. Sorry about that. I was mentioning yesterday, to you, I think off air. You know, The Rock is, you know, he's like one of the few wrestlers who's it's debatable whether if he was a good guy or a bad guy, you know, which role does he play better? And you were talking about you like the Macho Man more as a, you know, as a good guy.
Yeah, Macho Man would be a better bad guy than a good guy.
So,
cheesy as a good guy.
What you saying?
Macho Man's too cheesy as a good guy with the damn Slim Jims and too cheesy.
So what would be your top five villain roles and your best five face?
Top five villains.
Top heroes also.
I think it's Macho Man.
As a heel?
As a heel.
Okay.
This is top five heels. All right. Macho Man. Shawn Michaels.
That's a good one. I'd put DiBiase in there. Oh, yeah. Oh, Triple H. Yeah, that's a great one right there. I'd put him on, for me personally, I'd put him on number one.
Ric Flair.
Oh, yeah, that was a great one, too. Yeah, he's the epitome. I mean, he literally took that role. He literally got the pass torched in from Buddy Rogers, the original.
Yep.
Ric Flair.
Yep.
So, yeah,
sir.
That's...
Mr. Perfect.
Yeah, he was a great villain also as well.
Yeah.
Probably the greatest wrestler to never have a title.
Yeah.
I mean, the WWE title. Did he ever win the WCW title?
Could have. I don't remember. Possibly. But I know in WWE, he only won the Intercontinental. That was about it.
And he never won tag.
Nope. Just a two-time Intercontinental champion.
That's a list right there.
Yeah.
And all Hall of Famers.
Definitely.
But getting back to this Jet game, there's a third quarter, 11:31 and counting into this in the third. But still a lot of time left. Yet still leading 14-3.
But Nick, third quarter.
Yep. But back to the Knicks. What was I gonna say? You know, Knicks are interested, of course, in Carmelo, but they're also interested in you know, big men. You know, some centers, because that's the biggest weakness of the team.
Yeah, but what center's really out there right now?
Well, there's Camby, which I doubt they'll get. There's Chris Kaman, who, I mean, he's not in much. D'Alembert, he's a great defensive center, but offensively he's horrible.
Yeah.
But he has an expiring contract. with $12.1 million. I don't know if that could be a piece, you know, if they could acquire that, maybe help them out defensively, or use that as a chip to trade for, you know, expiring contract. But, I mean, who knows?
I mean, I would love Camby, but, you know, Camby's injury prone.
Yeah.
And you saw, you know, you saw with the Knicks, you know, when he wasn't injured, you know, he played good.
Yeah.
He's a great asset to the team, but he just got injured too much, you know.
And yeah, it's because he's a high flyer. He's always, you know, trying to dunk, and it leaves him vulnerable for, you know, for him to get, you know. And he was such a skinny guy for a center. I mean, he could just get swung around and land awkwardly. And
yeah.
And of course, because of him, that's how I learned the word, the plantar fasciitis. You know, I didn't even know that. It sounded like a type of planting or something.
What?
What? What are you saying?
Wait. What was that? What was that word? Plantar fasciitis.
Yeah, he had like this foot or knee injury. I think it's a foot injury, like on the heel of your foot. And that's how I heard of that term.
And it only happens to centers?
No. I mean, it happens to other players, but he had like a foot. He had like a foot or knee injury.
It's called plantar fasciitis.
It's like, no, it's plantar. Like plantar.
Oh, plantar. Oh, okay.
Plantar fasciitis. Well, you get the idea. Look. I can't say it. I'm close to saying it. I don't even know if I said it right. But
plantar fasciitis.
We got some doctors listening. Give us a call. Let us confirm that. Good luck to. But,
this sounds like something you would get at a Chinese food restaurant.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's not like, you know, a type of plantain or something.
Yeah.
Yo, can I get some plantain fasciitis, please? But, you know, Knicks, that's what they, you know, they desperately need a center. I mean, sorry if he had that big game in that win the other day. The game before this one when they were on the road. Against, who was it? Was it Utah, I think?
I think so.
But yeah, they had Kurioff had his best game as a Knick. He had what was it? I think 19 points, 10 rebounds.
Yep.
So, you know, Kurioff, you know, he's good, you know, when he plays, but you know, he just can't stay on the floor. I mean, he gets foul trouble. You know. He's primarily a backup center his whole career, so
yeah.
Getting drafted out of the lake from the Lakers, so I mean, that's a, you can't expect him to do that much,
right?
And of course, they got Mozgov, who's still developing. He's a rookie. And then of course you got the forgotten man, Eddie Curry.
Oh right.
Who's complaining, you know, to the media that he hasn't gotten an opportunity, and he's gonna just talk to his agent and D'Antoni about it. And Walsh spoke to him and told him that he's encouraged by his progress.
Yeah.
But Eddie Curry, the forgotten man, one of the biggest busts, if not the biggest bust in Knick history.
That guy's a bum.
Yep.
I don't ever want to see him in Knick uniform ever again. Not even as a cheerleader.
Well, definitely not as a cheerleader.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell no, I mean. Get that guy. Piece of shit.
That's a compliment to him.
Oh, yeah, you got that right, yeah.
Oh, man. What a bust. I mean, him and his and the dynamic duo, or the drastic duo, Jerome James, who infamously 1 year he made $5 million for 5 minutes. Oh my God!
Yeah. And that guy's where is he right now? He's probably in a desert somewhere, relaxing.
Yeah, I think I saw him on the milk carton the other day, but I don't think anybody's looking for him.
Fat ass.
I mean, come on, man. That's a sweet deal. You got to admit that.
It is.
That was making $5 million. He missed most of the season. Oh, he literally played 5 minutes the whole season and made $5 million. That's $1 million a minute, man. Dude, I mean, seriously, folks, I mean, this is, if there's, you know, anybody who's listening who's not a Knicks fan, I mean, this is not an exaggeration.
It is bullshit.
Man, I can't remember what year that was, but he nearly played 5 minutes the entire year, made $5 million. Oh, and now you remind me, thinking of horrible GMs in Knicks history, when we were in Utah, the Knicks were reunited by one of the worst, if not the worst. Oh, my God, he just fell down and let him. Oh. But, yeah, the Brady got in complete pass. But back to the Knicks. Knicks was reunited by one of the worst GMs in Knicks history. And, of course, that was Isaiah Thomas's predecessor, Scott Layden.
Scott Layden. Remember him? Like,
yeah,
it was yesterday.
The evil Bob Saget. Look at it. And that dude, man, the only reason why he still got a job as an assistant
oh,
coach.
The ball fell out.
Whoa. Come on.
Oh, it looks like Jets might have the ball.
Jets might have the ball. Let's see. Come on, give Jets the ball, baby. Come on.
Patriots have it. Yeah, Patriots are they're playing dangerous right now.
Yep.
They're in a dangerous position.
Here's a replay here. Brady, he gets hit right here. The ball falls out.
This is looking exactly like the giant New England Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. It looks exactly like it. They must have been watching that video from that Super Bowl a lot.
Oh, I do have it on DVD.
Shoot, if I were you, I'd get it too. Shoot, if Jess could get past this team and, you know, get these three more wins, I'll definitely buy the Super Bowl DVD. Oh, okay. Stop. So they're fourth and long, so they're definitely going to kick this ball. And Tom Brady, he said something. It definitely wasn't Giselle. That's for sure.
Hey, if he loses this game, I mean, hey, he doesn't have to worry. He still has Giselle waiting for him at home.
Oh, I mean, dude, I mean, he should watch that potty mouth, man. How can he kiss Giselle with that, you know, with that potty mouth of his?
I'm sure he does nasty things to Giselle with that potty mouth.
And, of course, they punted it away. Bounces away. And, of course, Marty almost touched the ball. But he wisely let the ball go. And Tom Brady, he's no cursing. Looks like his hand is hurt. 7:35 left into this ball game. That boulder is like church. And this Knick thing. I mean, this Knick net. Carmelo Anthony, you know, with the Nuggets trade triangle, it's getting crazy here. I mean, there's rumors that, oh, Knicks have a 50% chance of making the deal, the three team deal, or Nets is still the favorites. And here's the craziest rumor I've heard days ago, that the Nuggets, to stop talking about the trade publicly, or else they'll trade them to the Knicks. I mean, I never heard anything like that. I mean, that sounds like something out of a sitcom or something.
That's crazy.
Or like kindergarten. Don't talk to Paul, or else I'm not gonna be your friend. That's like the same thing, man. I mean, like, how you gonna tell somebody else or another team what to do? And then you're gonna say you're gonna trade it. I don't believe it. I mean, I don't know if it's true. I mean, I believe if it gets traded over here and then they confirm it, but
it's childish.
I mean, that's dumb. But, man, I mean, as much as I want Carmelo to be on the Knicks, give us that second superstar, I don't want to break up the nucleus that we got. I don't want to break up these young guys that we got doing their thing. You know, you got Wilson Chandler, who's going to be a free agent next year, or restricted free agent, having his best year thus far. You got Landry Fields, who's a rookie, who McCauley already bought a jersey for.
Yeah.
And, of course, Gallinari, who's hurt, and he should be back soon. All right, get that first down. Oh, he's a yard short of the first down. So second and one. 7:18 in the third as we speak. But, what was I going to say? Yeah, what I was about to say. Right, the Carmelo is the deal. As soon as I want Carmelo, I don't want to give up on all these young guys who are, you know, performing.
I mean, I don't want to break up the chemistry of the team. I mean, even though they lost the last couple of games, I mean, they're still in the sixth spot right now. They're still going to make the playoffs. I mean, right now, wait till after the season to get Carmelo.
Yeah. That's what they should do. I mean, they're not going to win the championship. They have a 99.99% chance of not winning the championship anyway.
That's a little too high there. 99.9% of not winning the championship? Come on now. They are in the sixth spot right now. Come on.
Well, yeah, that's true. But I'm saying, like, realistically speaking. But, yeah, of course it is. Speaking logically, it would be the chance would be a little bit more because they would be in the top eight.
And no, right now it'll be 16 teams. You know, they have like at least 10-15% chance. I mean, come on.
Yeah, we're going there.
You're gonna say 99. So you don't give them a 1% chance of winning the championship. That's messed up.
Championship. I'm not talking about winning a playoff thing. I'm talking about winning a championship.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
come on.
That's like saying they have no chance and then not go to the playoffs at all. You can't do that. They're in a playoff spot. Come on.
Well, yeah,
you can't put that
saying,
percentage that high.
Well, yeah. Okay. All right.
That's
okay,
a little too high now.
I admit, folks, that was over.
That's the percentage for the Nets.
Oh, you got jokes out. You got jokes. Oh, Nets.
No,
you
for
said,
the Nets. New Jersey
oh,
Nets.
Nets. Okay. I thought you said Mets.
No. New Jersey Nets, I mean, right now the New Jersey Nets are not going to play out, so they have a 99% chance of not winning the championship.
Well, yeah, that's true.
The Knicks have a great chance. I mean, come on, it's not like they're a bad team. They're a good team this year.
But to the Nets' credit, they do have a 1% chance more than the Mets of winning the NBA Finals. I kid.
Oh, well, come on, man. You got to give the Knicks a higher chance than that.
They have a 10% chance of making it. Or maybe you could even say there's a 94% chance they might not make it. Win a championship, I should say.
I guess. I mean, again, they have Stoudemire. They have some talent, though. And anything can happen in the playoffs.
Well, yeah. If they win a round or two, you know, it's possible.
Yeah.
Ooh. But who do you think they should get as a center? Out of that,
I can't even think of any centers out there right now that are great.
I don't understand why we just
don't play Randolph.
Oh yeah, there's a rumor that he's gonna get traded in like 2 weeks. Because for the Carmelo trade, you know, there's rumors that you know
they haven't even given him a chance.
That's been he's been a bust thus far, but that has the ability. Oh, shoot. Four and six. And they're gonna punt the ball back to Back to the Patriots. There's an injury for the Patriots.
Yes.
Vukovic, or whatever his name is, got injured. But they definitely got, like you said, it wouldn't hurt to give Randolph a shot. I mean, they do need a big man help.
What was the point of getting him?
And when he played against the Lakers, they didn't even use Turioff, and they were in desperate need of a big guy.
Messed up.
And they just got dominated by the Lakers. It was disgusting to watch.
Yep.
I mean, it wasn't anticlimactic, but I mean, it was still like, it was embarrassing. It was like having centers playing against a preschool. Basketball against preschool.
Yeah, man.
It was embarrassing. I mean, they just dominated us. You know, it's like they didn't even have to jump to get the rebounds.
Yeah, and Artest, you know, got away with choking.
I know.
Sean Williams.
Clotheslining people like if he's the ultimate warrior, you know, and he even get no suspension or anything like that.
Yep.
That's messed up. And then you got Mr. Khloe Kardashian, Lamar Odom,
rebounding over everybody.
It was embarrassing.
I know.
Dude. I could have sworn Khloe blocked a shot on us, too. embarrassing.
No, I think that was a Gasol. All that long hair of his.
Yeah, I get those two confused. But I get. But, man, like you said, do you think this trade is going to go down? I mean, do you think it's going to go down? And if so, do you think it's going to be to the Knicks, Nets, the Mets?
No. I think Carmelo will stay with the Nuggets, and I say he'll be a free agent and sign with the Knicks in the offseason. I don't think he'll be traded this year.
There are some teams, there's like two teams, like Mavericks and Rockets, who are willing to take them, even though they have to sign an extension.
But, come on, they want to sign an extension, he doesn't want to, so it's not going to happen. I don't see him being traded.
And he said an interesting point over this weekend. He was saying that how, you know, as much as he want to play in his hometown, you know, he wants to play in New York. And, you know, most importantly for him, he's been in the league for 9 years. You know, he wants to, of course, you know what all superstars say, they want to win a championship.
Yep. So does that mean he'll be joining the Miami Heat soon or what?
Or Lakers, I doubt it, but then again, who knows?
Yeah.
Speaking of another guy who's a superstar, for his team, there's rumors that after he becomes a free agent after next year, Dwight Howard would want to come to the Lakers. I mean, where the hell is he going to play? I mean, they already got like two centers already.
Goodness.
I mean, geez. I mean, it doesn't even make any sense.
Well, you could just come with the Knicks if we don't get Carmelo, Dwight.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You should come to the Knicks. You know, bring Ewing as an assistant coach or something.
Yeah.
And Ewing finally get his championship as a Knicks. That he couldn't get when the ones he kept guaranteeing when he was playing.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to get Dwight if we can't get Carmelo.
Wouldn't that be awesome? You know, we win a championship with Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
Yeah, Marstar, you know, cheering, you know, with the fans, you know, celebrating. And then you see Ewing crying. He's like, I finally did it. I finally did it. And he's pointing number one and stuff like that.
That'd be funny.
Nice. You see Starks and Ewing hugging each other, you know, and they couldn't get us a championship, you know.
That'd be
fun. Playing. That would be fun. That would be nice to see. Might even bring a tear to Macaulay's eyes, right?
No, I don't think I would cry. But I'll be happy. I'll be very happy to finally see my Knicks, my beloved Knicks, win the championship. Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. 37-yard reception. Stop him. Man, what has like a little Rey Mysterio dude, man? You can't. He's like elusive, man. You can't.
Yeah.
You can't. This guy, he's like.
Woodhead and Walker, they're both similar.
Yeah, except Walker's a little bigger than them.
Yeah, but they have like the same moves.
Yeah, you can't stop those guys. Bob Kraft.
Sometimes when Woodhead's on the field, I think it's Walker that's running. Because they run the same way, almost.
Yep. Stop those guys. Now they're second and nine. Tackle him down.
Giving intentional grounding.
Yeah. Yep. What?
Oh, wow. I guess the Woodhead was in the area. That's why. Yeah, he was on the ground.
Yeah, the 42-yard line, man. They keep running into the lead, man.
Yeah, Jets look like they get a blitz here.
They got to, man. I mean...
Yeah, they're sending everybody here.
There's a play right here, man.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That was a missed tackle right there.
There goes Deion Branch's first catch. Oh, man.
Yeah, where's Revis when you need him?
He looked like he fell down.
Was that Revis that fell down?
No, that was Eric Smith, and then that was Revis. Then Taylor tackled him down.
Oh.
Man. At the 30-yard line. 2:11 into the game. Oh, man.
Oh, that was wide open.
Oh, boy. 2 minutes? Well, it's not 2 minutes. Not the full quarter yet. Oh, man. Oh, man. Brady's awake.
Guess he got a call from Giselle during halftime.
Someone should steal his Victoria's Secret catalog or something. Now this guy's energized, man.
Yeah.
That's dumb, man. It looks like this show's gonna end before the game's gonna end.
Yeah.
But.
Well, yeah, this game is gonna end at 7:30. You know, and that it starts at 4:30.
Yeah. But. Just shifting gears to WWE. Now there's a new Nexus on SmackDown. But I don't know if they're still going to be called Nexus, but they got this. Now, Wade Barrett is the leader of a new group with Ezekiel Jackson. Which one was the other guy? Justin Gabriel. And, oh, wait, there's a call on the Jet. Ball start. Offense. False start, 5-yard penalty on Patriots.
No. That's going to be extra 5 yards back? 15 yards.
Yep.
Yeah, extra 5, I should say. Almost at 15 there. Wow.
Oh, no.
Tackle him already.
Oh, my gosh. gosh. They didn't have that penalty that could have been like 1 yard away from the first down.
Yeah.
Gosh. And 2nd and 5.
Oh, wow,
oh,
what
man.
A hit.
Man.
Walker got smashed.
Well, Bryce Scott did warn him that they were gonna rough him up.
Man.
And then,
yeah, watch out for a penalty there. That was almost helmet to helmet.
Ooh, you're right. First and goal. Oh, boy.
We got to watch out here.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Well, they finally scored a touchdown.
Yep. He's back in business now.
Adam Crumbcake put the touchdown.
Crumpler, he crumbled the Jet defense there with that touchdown.
Yeah, Crumbcake. Are they gonna go for 2 here? Why? It's too early.
Yep.
Well, they are gonna go for 2.
Wow.
A little too early to go for 2. Well, actually, it's not too early. It's going to be fourth quarter.
Yeah. You gotta stop.
Oh! I thought Brady had the ball. I thought Brady had the ball.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that was trickery. I didn't even know he had the ball.
Oh, my God.
You thought Brady had the ball too, didn't you?
Yeah.
And the guy he did like a.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Now.
He did a Macho Man elbow drop into the, the end zone.
Yo, let's hope he'll be like Ultimate Warrior at WrestleMania 7 and gets up and just put the foot on the Patriots. You know, the pin them to,
you know,
them. Damn, I mean, what the hell was that, man? Man, that was a crazy play right there. Oh, back to the new Nexus, they beat up on Big Show.
Yeah.
And Ezekiel Jackson finally made his return to the WWE and joined the Nexus.
I thought Big Show isn't so tough as he
That's what I was telling you. I was telling you that. Wasn't I just telling you that last week?
Yeah.
Big Show, when he's a villain, he's a giant. He's intimidating looking. But when he's a good guy, you know, he smiles. Kind of like, you know, Diesel when he became a good guy. You know, smiling around and, you know. It takes away the aggressiveness of him.
Man, I could beat a Big Show.
When he's a good guy, of course. Oh.
I could beat the crap out of him, man. Nothing.
Speaking of a guy who's kicked his butt, Shawn Michaels, he's inducted to the Hall of Fame. Congratulations.
Yeah.
We all knew that was going to happen eventually.
A.K.A. the Heartbreak Kid.
Yep. Or Mr. WrestleMania.
Well, that's what they call.
Well, even though Undertaker's undefeated, but
I know
he
could be the real
Mr.
WrestleMania.
But congratulations to him and his former buddy Kevin Nash. You know, he's saying that he's not going to return to TNA, and that he's gonna attend the Hall of Fame ceremony for his buddy.
Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels. So who knows? Maybe. And he said he might be there at WrestleMania. So who knows? Maybe this might open the door for maybe NWO getting inducted, minus Hall. I mean, minus Hulk Hogan.
Wow.
Who knows? I mean, I'm just guessing. I mean, I have no clue whether if they're gonna. Cause this is a WCW theme one, except for, you know, Shawn Michaels getting in.
Yeah.
And, congratulations to Shawn Michaels, and most likely they're going to announce who's the next inductee or inductees to the Hall of Fame. Some people they're mentioning is Arn Anderson, maybe Ron Simmons, a.k.a. Farooq,
mm-hmm.
from the Acolytes. I'm trying to think of other names. Maybe Goldberg, the Honky Tonk Man. I'm trying to think of some other names that they've mentioned might be put in. And there's even rumors that Booker T might be the surprise entry of the Royal Rumble.
Oh, Booker T?
Yeah. Can you dig that?
Man.
Booker!
I'd love to see Booker T come back.
Yeah, you know, especially in the short term, because, you know, Booker T has criticized ever since he left that he doesn't want to pull rigorous schedule that WWE does. So it would be nice to see him come back.
Yeah.
Maybe for just Royal Rumble, or maybe from Royal Rumble all the way to WrestleMania. But they need to bring back the old school Booker T. Can you dig it, sucker? Booker
yeah,
T.
Man. I do miss him, the successful black guy in WWE.
Yeah, he's the second most. I mean, after The Rock.
Yeah.
And they had that epic SummerSlam match when he first came to WWE in 2001.
Yeah, I remember that.
When he was the WCW champion, the five times.
He's
five
getting
time.
Older though.
Yep.
He's like what, 40?
Probably. Probably. It would be cool to see him come back. And maybe he might be inducted too. Who knows? I mean, he is.
Booker T?
He does have WCW ties.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah, you said it's going to be a WCW-themed
with the exception
Hall of Fame,
of,
right?
Yeah, with the exception of Shawn Michaels getting inducted.
Yeah.
But,
Oh, wow, wide open. Oh, he's
nice.
Running. Oh. Oh, wow.
Man.
Oh,
baby.
Wow. What are
you talking about? All right, Sanchez. Let them know. Let the Patriots know that you're here. All right, come on. The name of that song right there. Fourth quarter. Of this game here. Hopefully when I come back next week, Jet will still be alive. But thank you, McCauley, for coming on.
You're welcome, man.
And I definitely want, equally important, I want to thank you for listening, gentlemen. It's another edition of Sports Talk with Edge. I'm with my co-host McCauley. I am playing my mom. See you guys next week. And Jeff so far is leading 14 to 11. Which just gonna set this up, but looks like we're gonna be in cliffhanger whether or not Jeff make the postseason. So see you guys next week. Jeff are still leading 14-11. 3:50 left in the game and counting. So long, everybody.
See ya.